Start show.
Gross.
Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your internetless couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is April 7th, 2014.
And this is episode 152?
Yay!
I couldn't remember because you know why?
You don't have the notes up.
I did not have the notes up.
And it's in there. And it's right.
Okay.
And you just didn't look.
I did not look because, you know, as we said, we're an internetless couple. We were internetless until about 10 minutes ago.
It was 7:29 exactly.
Exactly.
That's exactly when we became internet full.
Exactly. So I just want to take a minute and thank the fine folks over at Alpha Geek Radio at alphageekradio.com that allow us to live stream this, the audio stream this to listeners that may want to hear it. And they also do a rotation of our shows and many other great shows that you can listen to at alphageekradio.com. And you will find us live on Monday nights at 7:30 p.m. Also want to say a quick thank you to the fine folks at Pretty Lights Music at prettylightsmusic.com. And also the Andrew Allen Trio. Those guys at Coverville Records for allowing us to use their music in and out of our show. So thank you very much. Have some wonderful news.
What's our wonderful news?
So, you know, the fine folks over at Alpha Geek Radio, you know, Todd, who does Gnomewise, who does a great, absolute job.
He does it all.
Over at Alpha Geek Radio, right?
Right.
So, last week after the show, we were talking to a few folks about starting a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, someone had some questions. It was Hando that reminded me that Todd has started a podcast incubator for folks that want to, you know, start out podcasting. Mm-hmm. So let me read this to you. So the podcast incubator is fully online now. The free hosting and publishing system for fledging podcasters is now up and rolling. This includes their very own dedicated Shoutcast server for those who want to try out live streaming. So if there are people that are wanting to know more about this, they want to try their hands at podcasting, if you go to media.alphageek.com/shows/in-development, or you can just email info@alphageekradio.com and Todd will be able to get you set up.
So it's kind of like a workshop?
It's kind of a great launch pad.
Oh.
For you.
Launch pad McQuack?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's a good place for people that are wanting to try their hands at live streaming. This also for podcasting. It is an inexpensive way to take your step into it, and everything. And so go check it out. I mean, I'm really happy to see this. You know, I'm an advocate of folks that are wanting to start new shows and everything else and whatnot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They can just be like awesome like me not knowing what to say because
Weekend Wrap Up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
Okay, so
I think you're a little thrown off, that's all.
I was a little thrown off because I didn't finish my sentence and my finger clicked
the
button. My sentence.
That's not what you said, but
what did I say?
You're sentenced.
I don't know. I have to go back and listen. I can't talk today.
I love it. Jay's Frazzled is the best kind of frazzled.
It is, because I get to say all kinds of crazy stuff.
You do.
So, kicking off the weekend, this weekend was pretty chill for the most part. One of the things that we did do, we got, I started putting together some of the IKEA furniture.
Yeah, and it's cool. So,
well, before that, Friday night, or was it Thursday night? I finished up painting the trim in the room.
You finished that like Thursday night.
So I did that Thursday night.
Or Wednesday night.
So I did that Wednesday or Thursday night.
It was way before you did it.
Because I had to, because I was getting frustrated with work. So I spent some time, you know, just finishing the edging of the room, finishing the trim.
I think it was Thursday.
Where they had scraped some of my trim off when they were putting the carpet in. So I finished that, let that dry. And then
it looks so good.
I'm and
so
then proud. On Sunday, I started putting the furniture together.
Yeah. So first up is the dresser.
Right.
That's the very first thing we're doing. And we got everything but the drawers done.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done the drawers yet.
Right.
But so I was there. My role was direction giver.
Uh-huh.
And keeper of the parts.
And the wood glue.
And the wood glue.
Yep.
So I sat in a chair and did that. Yep. So pretty much Jay did everything.
No, I mean, okay, so I was trying to explain to Renee. I appreciate her reading the directions and instructing me. Because here's what happens when I'm putting stuff together. I start putting it together. I get halfway through the instructions. And then all of a sudden, I just feel like I know what goes where. And I just start putting things together. And then I get to a point where I look at the directions and I'm like, okay, where do I go now?
Right.
And I end up putting something on backwards. So it kind of helps out that you do that. I mean, because that's why I've always called
guidance.
That's why I've always called you my true north, Renee.
Because I guide you.
Because you guide me, babe.
Everybody just threw up a little bit in their mouth.
They did.
That's
they
okay.
did. And I mean, and it's true. I mean, because, I mean, I do that a lot. And you thought I was going to say I do that. You was hoping I would.
Darn it. How do you know me? I was hoping you'd say I do that.
I already said do.
Yeah, I said it. but you just said it too, so.
Yep. So we did that, and I got most of the dresser put together. The part that I have to do now is put the drawers together.
Yeah.
So
IKEA made it a little easier.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that, and luckily I didn't have to use any Allen wrenches. I just had to use my little hand drill.
I was humming IKEA to myself by Jonathan Colton.
We should have played that while we were putting it together and put it on repeat. That would have been fun. IKEA.
Repeat for like an hour?
No, I think we were in there for like 2 hours. At least, no, you're right. It was an hour because Toby didn't eat until 6. So, yeah.
Sorry, Toby.
And then Saturday, we're kind of going backwards this weekend. We're kind of just jumping all over the place. Okay. Saturday, we went to go watch Captain America.
Woo!
And we'll be talking about that a little bit in the media. Mm-hmm. And our thoughts on that. And then also,
I went to Toast at Zermatt's. Let me tell you what Toast is. Toast is a little cafe that they recently built. It opened in the last month or so in the bottom floor of my work building.
Mm-hmm.
And when they opened it, they ceremoniously announced at the same time, you can no longer get deliveries brought to the building.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew what was up. They didn't want the. They said it was unprofessional.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure they didn't want people ordering so when it's inclement weather, you had to go down to Toast.
Right.
You didn't feel like going out. So if you didn't feel like walking, you had to go down to Toast. Anyway, so the first time I actually ate there.
Uh huh.
Because I was probably boycotting in a way.
Yeah, anyway. because when they came, they said you no longer can order food.
Yeah.
You can no longer, you know.
You can't get Jimmy John's. You can't get pizza.
Right.
Can't even get things freaking catered, I don't think.
Right, right. So you have to get all things through them.
Everything has to come through them, which is crazy. So I went down there. It was pouring rain. So I got in there just before the line hit max. And it's not bad. Their fries are good. They're not crinkle fries, but they're still thick and good.
Okay.
She said. And
I thought you were going to say thick and juicy, and I was going to be like.
Why would I call fries thick and juicy?
I don't know.
I had the cheeseburger. I should have had something a little better for me, but whatever's. I had cheeseburger. So it wasn't bad, but I'm still mad at them because they're the reason we can't get things ordered. I'm so sure.
And so Toast Dessertman. Yeah, so boo on toast.
Boo on toast.
So before we step any further into what we've been up to, there was one thing I forgot to do before we did our weekend wrap up.
Okay.
And so I was going to say hello to our chat room.
Hi, chat room.
What is going on, everybody? What's going on, family? What is going on? So who do we have with us today?
In our chat room today, we have Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
What's going on, Daddy?
From the Black Astronauts podcast. I want to say congrats again to his newborn baby girl. I'm sure she's keeping him very busy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say hi to Diddy. I also want to say hi to Udella. Even though she's not in the chat room, she's listening.
Yes, she is.
So, hi, Udella.
Yep.
JB Hannah, I have to say hi to you. Jimmy Marbles is here, and he's not late.
He's not.
Hi, Jimmy Marbles.
So, JB Hannah, he's from Life is Elite podcast.
Okay.
And then.
You have to take care of this because I can't remember all of
Jimmy these. Marbles from The Hush Show.
And I want to say hi to JK Grammer.
What is going on? The 10 Forward Podcast.
The 10 Forward Podcast.
I remember all this stuff. For
and Punk Gopher is in the house.
Yeah, from The Secret Project.
Secret Project?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, The Secret Project?
I think so.
So everybody that's in here has a podcast or a project.
Except for Diddy and Udella.
Except for Diddy and Udella, which you all should start.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
So, Eve is listening to us right now.
She's
the youngest Valentine cast fan.
No, that's awesome. And speaking of Jimmy Marbles.
Speaking of Jimmy Marbles.
We came home today to a box at our door. And we just want to say a mad shout out to our friends over at Core Natural at corenatural.com. They are the fine makers of soap that contains no chemical preservatives that requires specific care to ensure the longest, happiest relationship possible between it and your skin. So their soaps are natural. Their soaps are great. They smell wonderful. I'm sitting here and the fragrances of the soaps are just wafting here. So no chemicals. You can find them at corenatural.com, and we'll be trying out these soaps for ourselves. And I heard great reviews on this. And not only did they send us not only would they send us the soap, but Jimmy and them said, "Hey family, enclosed is your soap I promised a few days or weeks." Okay, it's been months ago, which I wasn't gonna say anything. "Enjoy and let me know what you think, Jimmy Marbles. By the way, I found this poster and thought it would look nice in the nursery."
Jimmy.
And here is the poster that Jimmy thought would look nice in the nursery.
And those of you all who cannot see this, be glad you can't see this.
So you wanna kind of tell the listeners that can't see this what exactly I'm holding up?
It is a picture of a clown. No, not like Bozo or anything like that.
Oh, no.
This is Gingivitis the Clown.
Yep, his name is Gingivitis the Clown.
And he looks worse than the clown from It. Worse. Like this would freak our friend Cole out because he hates clowns.
Right.
And Jimmy Marbles, this will not. No, I don't want you to send me a frame, Jimmy Marbles. This is not going up anywhere in the house. This is horrible. These poor girls. Watch. They're going to find that poster one day.
No, because I'm going to give it to somebody else.
You're not giving it.
I'm not giving it to them, but I'm giving it to somebody else. So I am going to say.
You're going to pass it around?
This is going to be that gift that's going to be passed around. And
until somebody decides to throw it away.
I hope not. I really don't want. I really hope okay, my plan is to send it to people that will pass it along. Because I think that is just one of the things
I don't
between...
know who you should send it to.
Okay, let me just say...
Scott and Brian.
So let me just say...
That'd be perfect.
If Eve wasn't here yet, Aaron would be getting his poster.
You should still send it to Aaron.
No, he's here now. He knows it. I would have sent it to him. And then I felt like that Aaron would have passed it along to some other brother. You know, kind of a, you know, a good funny joke.
Gift, you re-gift things that are awesome.
No, you don't re-gift things that are awesome. You keep things that are awesome.
That's horrible.
So thank you, Jimmy. Thank you guys, and thank Cora
you
over
so
at
much.
Core Natural.
And pass me one of the soaps.
All right, so I am going to hand Renee a soap here. What brand is this? All right, so that is unscented. This is Intense soap. So which soap do you want? I have Intense.
Just give me. I want Intense.
Lavender.
Okay.
There's lavender. You like lavender?
This was the seasoning they talked about on the latest Pisces Life.
And then
this was Kai's seasoning.
Here's rosemary mint. That smells. I can.
And you don't like.
Can I eat this?
No.
And there's lemongrass. Lemongrass is good because I use lemongrass shaving cream. I love lemongrass.
It smells like you.
I use lemongrass shaving cream.
Okay.
That's Intense.
That's Intense?
Yep.
Oh, it smells very minty.
And that's rosemary mint.
Oh, rosemary mint. Oh, that's nice too. Oh my gosh. Huh.
And this is unscented.
I can't smell anything.
You smell a box. It smells like cardboard.
It really isn't scented. They aren't
even
lying.
So I've been told that once you go Core Natural.
You never go back?
You never go unnatural. So
JK's
yeah.
grammar stripper name was
Rosemary Mint
in college.
See, that'd be cool if mine is if I lived in Kentucky, my stripper name, if I was born here, would be Mint Julep.
Mint Julep.
Yep.
Okay. Well. All right. I guess that could be worse stripper names.
It would have been Mint Julep. so getting back to our weekend wrap up, we also played some Diablo. Which
we did. We'll talk more about that in media, but we played a lot of Diablo.
Yep, we sure did. And I mean, that was kind of our weekend there.
Yeah, but our weekends are laid back now. So if you're expecting,
well, they're not laid back. I wouldn't say. I mean, we still get stuff done. It's just stuff that takes a long time.
Hey, and my flowers are coming up, y'all. It's spring.
Yep,
and spring I have again. Tons of weeds. That
everybody,
Jay
knows
insists I not.
Spring
weed.
Again.
So I have all these onions growing up that I can't weed out.
So to all the young people out there that missed Biz Markie singing, it's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring
what?
Again.
What? I don't even know that song.
Yeah.
Do not play it. But I'm just saying, I don't even know that song.
So I have to, you know, I also have to say hi to Zerbius. He is out there. He is sitting on the Twitch chat room. And I am telling him now that if he goes to valentinecastlive.com, if he wanted to, he could, join the chat room for everyone else. But yeah, so, that's one of the reasons why I keep up the Twitch chat. So mm-hmm. I can see when,
hi Zerbius,
when that's happening. So
of course Aaron knows a song. Of course. I'm surprised, Aaron.
Well, yeah, so.
Whatevs. Yeah. Just like show me up. So yeah, so that was our
weekend. Oh, you never heard that?
I told you I don't know the song.
Oh,
and
man.
Don't go playing it, I said.
You don't want me to go play it?
No.
I'll play it after the show for you. So yeah, go check out Core Natural over at corenatural.com.
Please do.
So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about some tech. Okay? Does that sound good?
It sounds great.
Tech, technology.
You sounded so hesitant if we should talk about tech or not.
You know why? Because I have so many windows open. I was trying to get there.
You're trying to. Oh, okay.
But no. So this week or last week, late last week, I ended up getting a new laptop for work. And Renee thought, I guess Renee liked it so much, she wanted me to talk about it.
I do. I mean, it's new tech. So, and it's new. So Jay got it and he felt the need to quickly show it off. You know, it's nice to get a new laptop for work. Jay has an in with the people, so he gets whatever he wants.
So I got this Lenovo ThinkPad and it's called the Yoga.
Which I thought was hilarious.
And Renee thought this was hilarious. And it's very thin. It's an Ultrabook, kind of showing the fit folks here. And it has an SSD. And, you know, it opens up and there's my keyboard and everything.
How new is this model?
It's fairly new. Mm. But I luckily got it with Windows 7 because I didn't want Windows 8. And it is touchscreen. And
ooh,
also,
touchscreen. I didn't know that.
The reason why it's called a yoga is for those that are watching on the show, look as I flip it over.
Ooh.
And it turns into a tablet.
And it takes off, and it this.
And so it makes the keys flat on the keyboard.
Oh, they go flat.
The keys go flat on the keyboard.
Oh, I didn't know they go flat.
Yep, they go flat, so they don't work anymore. And if I was to bring it back up like this,
how do
the keys raise?
How do they do that?
Magic.
How do they do that? That's magic.
So this is my new laptop for work now, and it comes with a stylus and everything else. So yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Yoga. Like I said, it has a 160 gig SSD, i7. It came with Windows 8, but they re-imaged it and put Windows 7 on there.
So, do you like it?
Oh, yeah, it boots.
Now?
I boot up within 10 seconds. That's with all the work stuff.
Wow.
So I absolutely...
I want a new laptop now.
So, I absolutely love it. And you said that you could get one. You just haven't.
Well, I mean, if I asked for one, I could probably get one. But
you should.
It's fine.
I'm telling here. Okay, reason I say that is with the coding that you do. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a faster PC.
Right.
So therefore, you will get better performance.
Right.
That is one of the things that I've learned today as I've been coding. I mean, not coding, but working at work. I mean, this PC is fast. This laptop is almost as fast as my desktop. So it has 8 gigs of RAM, an i7 processor, SSD.
You're spoiled at your job.
And I'm not spoiled. I work hard. I work hard, man. So
I'm kidding.
I would. I mean, you put in some good time, and I think you should go ahead and ask those fine folks at Zermatt for one. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
And Jimmy had to call me out because I said this, he said this is my new machine because kind of a throwback to when I would go see if folks were on the phone when I would go poo. When I would go poo.
So our movie that we watched, kinda, Beverly Hills Cop.
Right.
Technically, we didn't watch it again. We've already seen it, people. So
we're just not saying when we watched it.
We watched it, but you know, like 15 years ago, or 20 years ago, or what have you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But whatever, it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
And
it was Beverly Hills Cop.
Axel Foley.
Yep, Axel Foley.
If I can remember the main dude, then you know it was good because I don't remember anything.
Right.
So Axel Foley. Everybody wanted to be Axel Foley.
Oh yeah.
And that had the greatest trope of angry black police chief and police officer doing whatever the heck he wants, but he still gets stuff done, kind of thing.
Right. Right.
So I think it probably didn't start there, but I feel like it started there. So anyway.
Yeah.
So, Hando's not in the room.
He's not.
So we're going to, we can either actually rewatch Beverly Hills, or do you want to just shake things up and watch something else?
I don't care. I mean, I'm fine with rewatching. But I did throw up three movies at the top.
All right. So we can watch one of the three movies.
Or do you want to roll again?
No, we can watch one of the three movies.
No. I mean. Can you say that again? Say that last line you said again.
What? What line?
We can watch whatever. Right.
I didn't say that. Oh, what? We can watch whatever.
Okay. So, the three movies that are at the top,
okay.
Beverly Hills Cop,
right,
and Girl Model. It's a documentary.
Oh, okay.
And Girl Model is the unflinching documentary profiles a conflicted American scout.
You know, put the girl
herself, model. An ex-model who recruits Russian girls to work as models in Japan.
We're gonna watch Girl Model so we can see the torrid, bad side of modeling.
Okay.
Because there is. Because all documentaries are very one-sided. I realize this.
Yeah.
They are the least biased of all movies or documentaries.
All right. Cool. So pop off Beverly Hills Cop. See ya. Axel Foley. And Girl Model, we shall be watching you.
All right.
So we did go see Captain America at the movies on Saturday morning. Well, actually, it was Saturday afternoon, which was the first show.
Yeah, the first showing was at 1:30.
So here's the thing. This is just regular, your common folk showing. This is the standard movies. This is not the 3D. This is not the digital sound experience or extreme mm-hmm. digital theater. All those go early, like at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. So they do that so that people can get in, watch them, and they catch on to people that get the first matinee is the cheapest, which is $5.50. So we went at 1 o'clock on 1:20 and we watched Captain America. And I have to say, I was extremely pleased. How about you?
I liked it. Okay, Aaron, calm down. We're not going to spoil it.
Well,
Aaron's having a tantrum.
Well,
please don't spoil loud. It.
Oh, loud. So here's I understand because I'm pretty sure Aaron listens to a lot of podcasts.
Aaron doesn't have time to go to the movies anymore.
He listens to a lot of podcasts, so right. He's probably listened to shows and people are like, "Oh man, Captain America, Captain America, Captain America," and he's like, "Oh man," he's probably has his finger on the fast forward button. To skip someone spoiling something.
Right.
Because we've been there. You know what I'm saying? So I understand a little bit. So he's kind of like, damn, I wish I can go. And I'm not going to lie. When we left for Captain America on Saturday, I was thinking to myself, man, I feel I'm going to be sad, but there's not going to be too many more movies we can go to like this. And I immediately thought of Aaron. And I said,
aww.
I was like, oh, man, he's probably not going to be able to see this right now.
He's not going to be able to see it.
Right. So, I mean, because, you know, I know he wishes he can go.
Yeah.
And everything. But, I mean, I understand, man.
But I have to say, it's a good movie.
It is a good.
It's better than the first one.
Way better than the first one. None of that cheesy, damn... Coming to America show, not Coming to America.
The USO show.
Yeah. You know, Captain America and his girls dancing behind them crap. So, you know, that kind of, I tell you, man, that whole montage, that's what it's called, right? A montage?
Yes.
A montage of the whole Captain America touring America with the Americanettes or the ladies. I just hated that in the first one so much. But I will say this one was pretty good. And Renee, you felt like they could have cut some of the action out.
I mean, okay. Even you mentioned that it was a pretty long movie.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of fighting. That's not a spoiler, Aaron. Don't come get me.
There's a lot of action. Yeah.
Oh, I can say fighting. It's fighting. No. I mean, it's Captain America. It's a superhero movie. It's going to be fighting.
I just say action because
there was a lot of action.
There was
the
just a lot of action.
They could have cut it out a bit.
Right.
But, I mean, if there was a superhero with no fighting, can you imagine how horrible that would be?
Let's see. Has there ever been a superhero with no fighting?
With no fighting?
Did the Tick fight?
I didn't see the Tick. Isn't it a cartoon?
Yeah, but it's still superhero.
But it's not a movie.
The X-Cop fight? Yeah, he fought.
X-Cop fights all the time.
I know he does. He does.
Anyway, so the movie was good. So it's, someone was like, it's the best superhero movie ever. No, but it's good. Sorry, Avengers was great.
Avengers was great.
I have a problem. Avengers was better than...
And, you know, I will say some of the banter that goes between Captain America and some of the people absolutely reminded me of the banter that goes on in Almost Human, which is a show that we absolutely love. Which with the banter and everything between the two main guys. So, absolutely love that. I mean, it was good.
Okay, but JK, okay, I know there's going to be action, but it has to be so much action. Well, whatever. I'm in the minority.
And let me explain this. I mean, I'm not trying to give my wife an excuse because she's pregnant, but she's pregnant. And by the end of the...
I'm not taking that excuse.
No, Renee, you were extremely restless.
I was.
At the end.
I was.
Because
I wanted to get up and put my feet
up. You wanted to put your feet up, which I understand. And I knew that was part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if it was regular, you know, you regular non-pregnant Renee, you would have been fine that movie. Because it wasn't boring. The action wasn't too much. It's like it wasn't like over and above more action than it should be.
It wasn't just felt like it to
it
me.
It wasn't then. Like the okay. stupid fighting that Wolverine did in Wolverine. Can you say that?
Yeah.
So now, if it was fighting like the Wolverine movie, that was kind of like this is just some of it was just
maybe
kinda,
it just felt like it because I just
you were tired. You were ready to go. Okay. You were getting restless.
Right. Because, I give you that. Anyway, good movie. Go see it, Captain America.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to give you a pregnant card excuse to give, but
I don't use pregnant card excuses.
You don't.
That much.
You do
I
not.
I really don't.
But I know that some of your aggravation with that and your restlessness comes from that, and so I totally get it and I understand. And that's what I'm explaining to our listeners here. You know.
but it did have the chick from Revenge in it, so that was cool.
Oh yeah, yep.
I was like, who's that? Oh, the chick. Yeah. So then, it was the premiere of Game of Thrones yesterday.
It was. Oh, in honor of that, hold on. What we got here from Andrew Allen? Let me fade this out right here. Let me turn this up a little bit right here. And what do we have? Ah, from the Andrew Allen trio.
I know. It's Game of Thrones theme.
All right, so that premiered last night.
It did. What did you think about it?
There were boobs.
Boobs and vaginas.
Purses.
Hey, there were breasts and vaginas. We can use medically appropriate terminology.
Yeah, there were
the
breasts
show.
And vaginas.
There was breasts and vaginas.
How does Renee know?
Actually, it was breasts and mom's pubises.
All right.
There were no vaginas.
All right, here we go. Renee said there was
boobs
in there, so
and breasts and mons pubises.
Mons pubises.
Mons pubis. That's the front part.
Oh, okay.
There were no actual vaginas.
Okay, yeah. There were no flat out vagina. Yeah, that is correct.
But it was good. I thought they portrayed it well. But it helped that I haven't read the books in a while, in over a year. So now it is not so in my face. Remembering everything. Of course, Peter Dinklage was
great.
Amazing.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Of course.
Yep.
And I think they did a really good job.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job.
It was. Do you know how last season each show kind of focused on two or three people?
Right.
This show focused on like six or seven people. So check in.
Oh, yeah.
There were a few people they didn't check in with. But
right.
They checked in with
people. And I will say, I absolutely love The Hound.
Yes.
The
Hound is good.
I love him. I love Peter Dinklage. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the Kingslayer, Jaime, I swear he looked different.
That's because you're so used to seeing him with a full beard.
Yeah,
that's
what it was.
He hasn't been clean shaven in.
That's what it was. And it just kind of just put me off a little bit. And I spent most of the time, every time he was on the screen, trying to figure him out, you know. So I will say that I'm happy that it started back up.
And the actress who plays Arya is amazing.
Yeah.
As usual.
Yep.
But I did hear that They're getting antsy because the characters are growing up faster than they can get the shows out, and then George R. R. Martin is writing the books.
Right.
So Arya's quickly growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to outgrow the books soon. So it's a little... I wonder what they're going to do.
I don't know.
Because Arya has been, what, two, 3 years in real life? And it's only been like a year, I think, in the book. So, but I really enjoyed it. It was good. No spoilers, of course, for those of you all who haven't seen it. But, it's best to check in with everybody.
All right. So, we also played some Diablo, as we talked about. Renee got her... You get your sex. Oh, no, you didn't get your sex.
I was going to talk about Cosmos, but you just skipped right over it. But that's
that's because I don't have the notes up.
Cosmos... last night, Cosmos was about astrophysics and about prisms and light. And I actually learned something. Mm-hmm. I learned how infrared light was discovered, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah. So I'm still enjoying Cosmos a lot. They're getting more into non-life sciences, which is not my favorite kind of science, but I like that I'm learning things. And they do it in a way that I'm not completely lost.
Right.
So, again, please still check out Cosmos if you haven't. It's really good.
Yep.
We did watch a lot of Diablo. Play a lot of Diablo, as Jay said. Renee, what do we do on Diablo?
I got another 70 up, I think. I got my monk up to 70.
Yes, you got your... I was there for that. You got your monk up to 70.
So, I got my monk up to 70, which is my third 70, which is my Crusader... My monk and my barbarian. I started working on my witch doctor. Got my witch doctor to 67. I played with Bronco a little bit up with that. And then Renee and I, she got to her mage to 70, and I started 60, and I started playing my demon hunter with her. So we got those characters up to 67. Is that right?
Yes, we got a no. We made 68.
Oh, okay. We made
that was the last thing.
We made the 68 on our Demon Hunter and Mage. And I have to say, when you're playing two DPS classes...
We were ripping through stuff.
You just ripped through stuff.
Until Jeff, in all his knowledge, came in and we were ripping through stuff even faster. Jeff was like, oh, take this to Torment 1. We got this.
We got this.
He was so confident.
And so this is what happened. We were within three levels of Bronco's level. So he was 67 and we were 64. So when you get within three levels of the highest person, it bumps up that difficulty to that person's level. So we didn't know that. So we started up Torment 1 and it was at 67 Torment 1. And as soon as we stepped into the first bounty, it was like we ran into a gold and blue pack.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And we died
so many times. I turned it down during it, but I don't think it matters while you're fighting.
I don't think it does matter.
There was so much death, so much. And eventually we just turned it back to hard.
Yeah.
And then we were like, Jeff, that was all on you.
Yeah.
That was all on you.
And I'm not going to lie. I mean, I could let him take the whole blame, but then I'm going to say I didn't question it because... I believed it because we beat Skeleton King under 20 seconds.
We did. And
we got
an achievement for it.
We blew him up.
So Diablo's still super fun. I am playing my wizard.
Wizard.
And it's fun. Still like my witch doctor the best. Yep. After wizard, it's going to be barbarian. So.
Okay. And then I'll probably roll my mage, my wizard up with that one.
Yep. And so you found something awesome.
Yeah.
This past week.
So there was a mashup. A lot of people may know about Strong Bad and a lot of the albums that kind of like you have the Wu-Tang Crew versus the Beatles. You have, what else do you have? A bunch of albums like that. So there was a DJ called RK, DJ RK. And he did a mashup. Well, kind of a mashup, but it's more of a Daft Punk's latest album, Random Access. But this one is Daft Punk versus Strong Bad, so it's Random Access for Wah. You know.
Okay, you get to play it because I always forget the words.
You always forget the words?
Yeah.
So let me play it now.
Yeah. So here's Here's the beginning.
So here, no, this is not the beginning. This is okay. Kind of in the middle.
Okay, so you're doing
the middle. Let me turn this down right here.
All
right,
so this is an example of what, and you can download it for free. Do the first one.
Do the first one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because we have to be careful not to get flagged, right? We might get flagged. But, yeah. You can just play the first. It sounds like normal Daft Punk, right? Like, hey, Daft Punk is the beginning of the album. Oh, yeah. And then. Strong Bad. And it's the same. Okay, it's not the same line, but he does it. There's like four different versions or five different versions of the verse, and those repeat. Yeah. So, but it's good in a mesmerizing way.
It is.
Jay likes to play that.
I do. So after one day last week. Well, all last week was just crazy for me at work. I mean, and this week's going to be kind of crazy a little bit as well. I was so tense, you know, everything else, and I was trying to get my mind off of work. I started playing this, and I just started nesting around the room all crazy and singing it, and Renee was laughing at me.
It was.
Because it was like 11 o'clock, and I was doing this. So,
it was bedtime. Sorry.
Yeah, it was bedtime. So you can go check it out. If you go, Renee, I'm gonna put in the show notes the link to the YouTube video, which has the whole album there, and within the comments of that, if you scroll down, you'll see a download of the album for this with Daft Punk with Strong Bad singing over the whole thing. The Fubba Guys. So, everybody to the limit. Everybody to the limit. He asked his friend Joe. He asked his friend Jay.
Yeah, Jay likes that part because his name's in there. It's kind of like when my name's an LL Cool J song, mm-hmm. How I like that name. I saw that lip mm-hmm. you just gave.
Yeah. Well, keep, so what?
That was your all version
the,
of
all the eye rolling you do in all the years we've done this. Go ahead. You know you want to do it now.
No, I'm not.
You probably already did.
So Strong Bad, woo!
Yeah. So, all right, well, cool. Let's go ahead and... are we jumping into
odds
food?
And ends.
Oh, we're going to do odds and ends. Let's jump into some odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
And we normally start our part on the odds and ends with birthdays.
But it's a little different.
We have a special PSA from our friends from the Pisces life. Yep. You want to kind of lead it up?
This is a PSA from Letitia, and she is going to tell us about National Sarcoidosis Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. Sarcoidosis Awareness Month.
Yep.
And so she wanted to give a little PSA, and we thought we'd feature that because that's really important.
All right. So give it a listen. Here we go.
Hi, I am Just Letitia from the Pisces Life Network and the BAP Ladies Launch Show. I wanted to tell you about a cause that's near and dear to my heart. April is National Sarcoidosis Awareness Month. That's sarcoidosis, S-A-R-C-O-I-D-O-S-I-S. Now, you may be wondering what this is. Sarcoidosis is basically an autoimmune disease that can affect any organ in the body, specifically the lungs, your skin, as well as your lymph nodes within your chest. Sometimes you have symptoms like wheezing or coughing. Coughing or feeling short of breath or chest pain. You may not have any symptoms at all. You can also have this disease diagnosed through chest x-rays, and there's also a blood test that gives a baseline level that may indicate some levels are off. That's called an ACE test, A-C-E. My mother lost her battle to this disease nearly 20 years ago. At the time when she was diagnosed, there was very little information out. But since then, we are working very hard to continue to provide good, solid information to help people who may be newly diagnosed with this disease. Clinical research is also ongoing. So what can you do to help during this month and during the year? You can make sure that you talk with your own physician if you're experiencing any of the symptoms that I mentioned. You can also go to the National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute for more information. And you can also support research efforts like those from the Bernie Mac Foundation. Thank you so much for your time and listening.
So yeah, so sarcoidosis is like you said, an autoimmune disease, that, you know, took the life of her mother. And also, a comedian, Bernie Mac, who Mo Halen had never watched the show of.
Never.
So, but no, on a serious note, so, go check it out. And, you know, that was a great PSA.
Thank you, Leticia. Thank you very much.
So we're probably playing a couple more times this month, throughout this month, just to get the awareness out there for everyone. So let's move on to birthdays.
Yeah, we only have two birthdays that we know of this week.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because it's a crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if anybody in the chat room has a birthday that they know this week, let us know and we'll shout it out.
And there's also an anniversary as well.
Yes, there is also an anniversary. But the birthdays this week, Owl the Mage's birthday is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Owl the Mage. Our good friend Jeppy's birthday is Saturday. We love you, Jeppy, very much.
Yes, sir.
And happy birthday that's coming up. And I want to say happy 13th anniversary to Aludra.
Happy anniversary.
She posted a story of her wedding day and how wrong everything went.
I know.
But in the end, what matters is that you're married to the person that you want to be married to. Even if it's a...
That's all that matters.
Even if nothing goes exactly the way you plan on your wedding day, it's okay.
Well, you know what? If the papers got signed and everything's legal, mm-hmm. that's all that matters when it comes down to it. You know?
I agree.
That stuff can happen any other time, but it's all about the happiness and everything. So... Yeah, we're at the end of the show.
So yeah, we did the show. I'm glad the internet came back up so we could have a live show. It feels so much better.
Yeah.
When we do it with a chat
you
room.
All. With you all.
With you guys.
You chat room folks. You guys. You guys.
You guys make me happy.
Yeah. Renee was, she was actually kind of sad.
I was going to do it because it was our duty.
Right.
Duty.
It was our duty.
But yeah.
Since I start the music later than normal. And I have a little time.
We do have a little time.
I want to say you can go check out all our folks over at blackastronauts.com. You can check out Jimmy Marbles and what they're doing over at thehushshow.com. You can check out JK Grammer and what they're doing over at Tim Ford Podcast. Check out Eric Mahler and what he's doing at MrMomDaily.com. Check out Nicole, Cleo, SJ, and Eric Mahler at nerdparents.com. You can also check out Core Natural, where you can get some sweet ass soap that's just natural and make you smell good. I can just still smell it.
Smell good. I can't right here. It's like
it's freaking awesome. It's like
it's hitting me in the face.
It's just like I just want to get a bar of this soap and just sit it in the car mm-hmm. and make my car smell good. And then, I went through all the shows that quick, didn't I?
Yeah. So do you have to start writing down.
Oh, and you can check out Leticia and Kyla, what they're doing over at the Pisces Life.
You're going to freaking have to write these down eventually.
Yeah, I'm going to write them down. I need to do that. I don't know why I don't. Because I like doing it off the cuff. Because it's different every time.
It is.
But you know what? I could list it out, and then I can still do it.
You can jump around and hope you don't miss any.
Yep. Because, you know, you can check out what Scott and them are doing over at frogpants.com. So, if you want to reach us, like Leticia and the folks did from the Pisces Life did, you can do so via email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. And if you want to call us, you can call us at... 415.
Sorry, I got this. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Give me a second.
No.
Video can be...
Well, I would call you out like you call me out not having the notes up.
Video can be seen of this and past episodes of youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you all have a great week. Chat room.
Thank you. You all are amazing as always.
Awesome pool of love. You know, you guys are awesome. And, you know, you and those that are listening to this after hours. We do it for you. We do it for you. We do it for you. I'm just trying to go through here and make sure I didn't miss any other emails, and I did not. So, yeah, great stuff. Have a great week. Go see Captain America if you can. Have a great week. Bye now.
Bye, everybody. Boops.